Axelrod's official title is Chief Strategist, not Campaign Manager. But if Axelrod aspires to be Obama's Karl Rove, he is missing an important dimension. In Texas, when George W. Bush was running for governor, Rove was known for his commanding knowledge of voters and voting statistics. Rove, in direct contrast to Axelrod, is a numbers guy, not an image maker. What Rove knows, and Axelrod may yet find out, is that general election campaigns are about issues. In the Democratic primary campaign, Obama had a clear weakness facing Hillary Clinton in a one-on-one debate. Why? The answer is simple. Axelrod has focused 100% of Obama's campaign on a cult of personality in an attempt to transcend issues. Yet, regardless of what words are used in campaigns, politics never transcends issues, at least not since Aristotle wrote his first books on politics. We are political animals first and foremost, as Aristotle taught. In politics, we are not reducible to New Age, McLuhan-esque consumers of subliminal messages shaped by the clever manipulation of media, even if these images influence us. At the end of every rhetorically uplifting speech Obama gives about the future of hope, millions of listeners are still pondering, now what exactly did he say? If the politician is the message, as Axelrod and Obama have proclaimed, they can't forever avoid telling us what precisely that message is.